From the outset, the cookout looked fairly typical and benign. Live music, burgers on the grill, families around picnic tables, but the celebrated guest of honor was marijuana, and thanks to its legalization in Colorado, pot was out in the open.
This is a sea change. To have a chance to do this outdoors, nobody's worried about getting arrested. Maybe Amendment 64 was our Gettysburg, and we're the North. Maybe this is where the tide turns.
Denver attorney Phil Turner was one of about 150 guests. Anita Thompson, Hunter S. Thompson's widow, organized the party at Owl Farm just outside Woody Creek. Thompson famously championed marijuana and other drugs and alcohol. Since his death nearly a decade ago, Anita Thompson's been determined to keep parts of the house looking the same as they did when her husband was alive. We sat down in the kitchen.
Right here where you're sitting is where Hunter sat. He typed right here with these keys, the same remote controls, the same TV even. Yeah, this is his catbird seat, he called it. It just brings me comfort to have it as it was, as Hunter was. As he left it.
Thompson was a counterculture icon and author who invented gonzo journalism. He lived at Owl Farm for nearly four decades. In the lower part of the house, called the War Room, he wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and in 1970 started his campaign for Pitkin County Sheriff. Years later, he took his own life at Owl Farm. Now his ashes are buried on a mesa just above the house.
Hunter had an interesting view of legalization of marijuana. He had an unorthodox view.
Anita Thompson says her late husband would be happy with Colorado's decision to legalize marijuana. He advocated for decriminalization and didn't want to see marijuana commercialized. Thompson says he also would have been surprised.
But I don't even think he expected it to become this potent. So any worries that he had that pot might become less potent or the quality would go down, I don't think he had to worry about.
Hunter Thompson was an early advisory board member for Normal. Keith Straub founded the organization in the early 1970s, and he befriended Thompson around the same time.
I met him in 72 at the Democratic National Convention, and we actually smoked a joint under the bleachers.
Back then, Normal worked on stopping the arrests of those caught with marijuana and connecting those arrested with lawyers. Now that pot is legal in Colorado, the group's efforts have changed. They're focused on corporate drug testing and DUID, or driving under the influence of drugs. As far as the rollout in the state, Straub says heavy regulation of recreational marijuana shops is key to get the bad actors out of the industry, and he's surprised state politicians embraced it so well.
I think they see it as an opportunity for a new significant stream of revenue. That's not appreciably different from the revenue they get from alcohol or gambling or lots of other things.
Still, legalization opposition groups say the new industry is ushering in new problems. The New York Times reports some hospitals are treating more and more people sickened by edible marijuana, and sheriffs in neighboring states are seeing more stoned drivers.
When I was a bad little kid, I would get on my bike and go for a ride.
Back at the farm, the party continues. Hunter Thompson's fans line up at his front door to take tours of the house. Joe Rogaway is a criminal defense lawyer in California.
You know, I was a lifelong fan of Hunter S. Thompson and read maybe all of his books, and he was my favorite. You know, he got me through college. And so it's just like really special to be here right now and get to a place that is, it's storied. You know, it's a place that I've read about for maybe decades, and I get a chance to actually experience personally. And I would just wish that he was here also, because that would just be the icing on the cake, obviously.
Thompson's wife, Anita, says the late icon was there in spirit, celebrating legalization along with many of those who worked on the issue for years. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.